Meditation 4.1. Meditation on emptiness. Let us begin our meditation. Begin with a meditation on the breath to relax and calm your mind. Motivation. Motivate yourself strongly to do this meditation in order to finally become enlightened for the sake of all beings. Now, with the alertness of a spy, slowly and carefully become aware of the eye. Who or what is it that thinks, feels, and meditates? How does it appear to you? Is your eye a creation of your mind? Or is it something that exists concretely and independently, in its own right? Now, try to locate it. Where is this eye? Is it in your head? Your eyes? Your heart? Your hands? Your stomach? Your feet? Carefully consider each part of your body, including organs, blood vessels, and nerves. Can you find your eye? It might be very small and subtle, so consider the cells, atoms, subatomic particles. If you do think your eye is a part of the body, then what would happen if that part were removed in an operation or damaged in an accident? And what happens to the eye when your body ceases to function at death? Perhaps you think your mind is the eye. The mind is a constantly changing stream of thoughts, feelings, and other experiences, coming and going in rapid succession. It's never the same from one moment to the next. Which of these experiences is the I? Is it a loving thought? An angry thought? A happy feeling? A depressed feeling? If you think that your eye is one of these experiences, then what happens to it when that kind of experience is not present in your mind? For example, if your eye is love, then when your mind is filled only with anger, does the eye go somewhere else? Or disappear altogether? Is there no eye at that time? Or maybe you have many eyes? An angry one, a loving one, a frightened one, etc. If you cannot find the eye in your body or your mind, then could it be something else? Is there some extra part of you other than your body and mind? After all, we say my body and my mind, implying the existence of something else that owns these two. If so, what is it? Where is it found? What kind of phenomenon is it? Examine every possibility you can think of. Again, look at the way your eye actually appears, how it feels to you. After this search for the eye, do you notice any change? Do you still believe that it is as solid and real as you felt before? Does it still appear to exist independently, in and of itself? Next, mentally disintegrate your body. Imagine all the atoms separating and floating apart. Billions and billions of minute particles scatter throughout space. Imagine that you can actually see this. Now, disintegrate your mind. Let every thought, feeling, sensation, and perception float away. Then check your feeling of I, where is it? What is it? Do not make the mistake of thinking, my body is not the I and my mind is not the I, therefore I don't exist. You do exist, but not in the way you instinctively feel. As something independent and inherent. Conventionally, your self exists in dependence upon mind and body. And this combination is the basis to which conceptual thinking ascribes a name, I or self or Mary or Harold. This is the you that is sitting and meditating and wondering, do I exist? Whatever exists is necessarily dependent upon causes and conditions, or parts and names, for its existence. For example, a car is a collection of pieces of steel, glass, plastic, rubber, an engine, etc. Put together by people in a factory. We give the name car to this collection, but if we look for a real, concrete, independently existing car, it cannot be found. Conventionally, things exist dependently, and understanding dependence is the principal cause for understanding their ultimate nature, emptiness. The conventional nature of an object is its dependence upon other things, and its ultimate nature is its emptiness of inherent, independent existence. Think about how your body exists conventionally. Dependent upon skin, blood, bones, legs, arms, organs and so forth. In turn, each of these exists dependent upon their own parts. Cells, atoms and subatomic particles. Think about your mind. How it exists dependent upon thoughts, feelings, perceptions, sensations. And how, in turn, each of these exists dependent upon the previous conscious experiences that gave rise to it. Go back to your feeling of self or I. Think about how you exist conventionally, dependent upon mind and body and name, the self's parts. For example, when the body feels hungry or cold, you think, I am hungry, I am cold. When the mind has an idea about something, you say, I think. When you feel love for someone, you say, I love you. When introducing yourself, you say, I am so and so. Apart from this sense of I that depends upon the ever-flowing, ever-changing streams of body and mind, is there an I that is solid, unchanging and independent? The mere absence of such an inherently existing I is the emptiness of the self. Dedication. Finish the meditation session with a conclusion as to how you, yourself, exists. Conclude by dedicating sincerely any positive energy and insight you have gained to the enlightenment of all beings. Think that this meditation is just one step along the path to finally achieving direct insight into emptiness and thus cutting the root of suffering and dissatisfaction.